Culture in France.
Hello, I'm Daniel Finnan, and welcome to this edition of Culture in France. This week, we're at the Cinéma de Pantheon in Paris for Ciné Nordica, a film festival celebrating Nordic filmmaking. You've just heard the sound of a scene from the film Applause, a Danish film not yet available in France, featuring Paprika Steen, a well-known Danish actress. She plays the part of Thea, an acclaimed movie star attempting to reconnect with her two sons whilst recovering from alcoholism. This is just one of a number of films being shown during Ciné Nordica over 5 days this week. We met Maria Schoberg, the founder of Saga Nordica, in the cafe above the Pantheon Cinema. Her organisation runs the film festival, and she explains the philosophy behind the event.
To help cultural exchange between the Nordic countries and France. And this is the second year that we're doing Cine Nordica. And so this year we managed to have Sweden, Norway and Denmark, and we have contacts with Finland and Iceland.
The festival is showcasing more than 10 long films and a series of shorter films and documentaries. It also provides musical entertainment before some of the screenings. This year, before movie fans get stuck into their popcorn, they will be entertained by Swedish musical duo The Tiny. Or for those more interested in discussion, there will be a special talk with Claire Denis, a French filmmaker whose work has been described by some as extraordinary. But now, back to the silver screen. Maria Schoberg believes that there's something different about the style of filmmaking in the Scandinavian region.
Because you could talk about Denmark, they had a very special way with the dogma films, and that was really special for Denmark. It was a concept created by Lars von Trier and some other filmmakers in Denmark. They had some kind of contract that they wrote, and it was really the minimum. You shouldn't use special effects, you shouldn't use extra sound, extra... just shoot the film and that's it.
And of course, Schoberg has her own favourites.
Nord. It's going to be released in France in March. It's kind of a road movie, but up in the north of Norway. So it's a lot of snow, a lot of skis. But it's really, really a nice film, really funny. I think there's a kind of humour that is a little particular in the Nordic countries that are not alike the humor in southern countries or in Catholic countries. It's a little bit more absurd, maybe, or you don't know if you should laugh or not, and then if you laugh, then you feel that, okay, it was a joke, but you hesitate a little bit.
However, there are plenty of other styles and genres being shown on the cinema's projector.
Two films from Ole Bornedal. He's quite well known. He's made a lot of films. He's made his own remakes in the US. They're very special. They're kind of police or thrillers, but they're very special. And from Sweden, I would like to mention that we're making a close-up on a production company called Fasad. And they're making very special films, and I think they're coming a new wave of films from Sweden.
So Schoberg, who's a Swede who's lived in France for the last 20 years, obviously thinks there is something different about Nordic filmmaking. But why is it so special?
I think that the weather and the climate in the Nordic countries influence the character of the people, so then it influences also the filmmaking, because it's very special to be in an environment when you have so little light, and then it makes something with the characters. And when you write a script, when you come from the Nordic countries, you use this.
So that brings us to the end of this edition of Culture in France. Ciné Nordica runs until the 20th of December at the Cinéma de Pantheon in the 5th arrondissement of Paris. We'll leave you with another scene from Applause, where the alcoholic actress Thea meets her two apprehensive sons. For RFI, I'm Daniel Finnan.
No. Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Altså, du skal ikke blive nervøs, det er ikke sådan, jeg går og analyserer i folk, jeg kender.